City Current, produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or listen on KDAC 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
Welcome to another edition of City Current. It's a Mandan City Current. So Jim Neubauer is here, city administrator in the city of Mandan.
Good morning, Mary. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, November 21st.
Yes.
Day before Thanksgiving.
Everyone is going to be busy this evening and the grocery stores are going to be hopping.
Fasting for the big feast tomorrow, maybe, too. Mandan City Commission obviously met last night. Number of big items resolved and things came to the table. So let's get into it.
Several items. Ready to go.
Consent agenda had a couple of things. First, there was a discussion. There was no discussion. It's a consent agenda item. All these things move forward. Mm-hmm. But talked about some cost sharing for the city of Mandan. Yep. State of North Dakota, and federal funds for some road projects, Main Avenue specifically.
Right. Two projects we had on the docket last night were one, we're looking at replacing the traffic signals on Main Street. To note would be that there's federal money and state money involved, and when we receive federal and state money, there are conditions that have to be met.
You play by their rules.
We play by their rules to receive the funds that they have available, which means that the stoplight at the intersection of Main Street and First Avenue Northwest, and also the signal at the 10th Avenue, which some people call the old Viaduct or the new Viaduct or the, the West End Railroad crossing, are not meeting warrants. Those lights will be gone.
Okay.
So we've asked the DOT when they do the design, make sure that we have safe pedestrian crossings in this area. And so that is one of the projects that will move forward. The other project would be the Main Street reallocation. Which means we're going from four lanes to three lanes.
Okay.
In essence, from Collins Avenue to the west.
And it also incorporates some of Governor Burgum's urban roads project.
Part of their Main Street initiative, where you're looking to
which is
going to
put some bump outs in some of the pedestrian crossings.
Correct.
Just to slow further traffic down.
You provide commonly referred to as bump outs, but they're also pedestrian safety zones where, and again, by us going from four lanes to three lanes in this area, one of the main objectives that the city's receiving is we pick up parking back on the south side of Main Street. So we're adding some parking.
So you anticipate more
slowing traffic down a little bit.
Walking back and forth.
Greening things up in the downtown area. So we all think this is good.
And we've talked about these projects in the past, but what happened last night was the city agreed to the cost sharing.
Right. They call them cost participation and maintenance agreements so that in order to receive the funds, projects to move forward, the city has to agree to certain conditions, which we did.
And I did notice, too, in the agenda itself, it's probably going to push this project a little bit out further. First, we anticipated next year. Now it looks like it'll be completed in 2020.
Right. And a lot of that depends on when the federal funds and state funds become available. And like I said, we're looking at 2020 as the what I like to call shovels in the ground.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about projects are funded in this fiscal year or that fiscal year. But I think what people normally look at is when are we going to tear up the streets? And it's really not a street tear up in this case. It's a matter of we'll do some things at the intersections and some striping, and the traffic signal replacement is a big thing because that's probably $1.5 million.
So that's the city cooperating with the state and federal government on road projects. Also on last night's agenda, in the consent agenda, was a memorandum of understanding between the city and Morton County about snow removal areas.
Yes, we work really well with Morton County, and we have a new public works director, and we have a new county engineer. And therefore, and like I said, we decided to put this agreement in writing so both parties know what we kind of horse trade a little bit.
So this has been going on for a while, though.
Absolutely.
These trading back of certain roads that were more convenient for the county to plow rather than the city, even though they fall within the city and vice versa.
Right. It's in practice, it's not anything new. But again, it just puts everybody on the same page. You know, if the county road crew is growing out to clean a road in the county, you know, they will drop the blade and clean on their way out.
Yeah.
If there's a part of town that it's more convenient for the city to do that is in the county, we'll go there and clean there because we have to be in that area anyway. So we like I said, Mitch and John do a good job of working together.
So
and
just finding
say, here's what we do.
Efficiencies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, it does.
So we always like to do that.
It's been going on a while. It's
been
just
going on for many years. So it's just a formal action
that's
to do
good.
That.
Also on the consent agenda was the mayor signed a letter of intent. It was approved last night to move forward with the Dakota Carrier Network, the CENCOM, the new CENCOM building up at the DCN.
Right now, City of Mandan, City of Bismarck, and Burleigh County have a combined, what they call a combined communication center.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all your 911 calls go.
Yeah.
And in turn, their space is very small and dated, and we need to do some upgrades. And so this letter of intent really says, okay, Bismarck, Mandan, and Burleigh County, and Mike Dannenfelser and his crew with the Dakota
Carrier
We'll work
Network.
With Dakota Carrier Network on designing space for a
And we've been talking
center.
About this project for a little while as well, and I've talked about it with Jason Timonic from Bismarck as well, that the need for a new CENCOM location has been pretty obvious for a while, and the location has already been determined. Now it's putting the funding together. Bismarck and Burleigh County and Morton County approved an additional fee in the June election, correct?
Yeah, the June election increased the 911 fees, I think, by 50 cents. And Burleigh County approved that. And that, when we say Burleigh County, it's the entire county, including City of Bismarck. Morton County residents voted for it. So Morton County, City of Mandan. Morton County is not part of CENCOM. So that what we do is we say there's a percentage of population that of those additional 911 fees come to the City of Mandan. The City of Mandan then utilizes those in part to pay for our 911 contract with CENCOM.
And this project right now then is in the design phase for the building, the structure up there at DCN. It'll come back again to your agenda likely for a lease agreement.
Yep, it'll
eventually.
Come back. And like I said, the location has been chosen, and mainly that's because of the infrastructure that is already in place with Dakota Carrier Network and all of the IT things that you need for a center such as this. So it's moving forward, which is good.
Sounds good. Under new business last night, a really big step forward for the City of Mandan was a commitment to a proposal that had been submitted and a recommendation from your West End committee about the
two grocery stores
on West Main.
Right. We've had the commission appointed a West End Development Committee this spring to look at different uses. The City of Mandan acquired the former Central Market grocery store, Miracle Mart, Bill Serpa Value, and also acquired the former Thrifty White, which was also formerly a Bill Super Value grocery store. And in turn, we've looked at many different options. The option this spring that was on the table was let's split the Central Market building into a library and event hall. We had some interest then shown by Runnings that they may be interested in the property. And we had been working with Runnings in conversation with them since 2008 on a different location for them within the community. They finally came back and said, you know what, I think it's time and we think this location will work. This West End Development Committee took a look at the proposals. We had the commission decided on August 21st to say, let's put it out for a request for proposals, these properties, and see if there's, as a last ditch effort, is there private interest in developing these? We had five different proposals come in. The committee met the first part of November and voted to recommend to the commission that Runnings be awarded the property.
Well, the city has been looking at this ever since the property has been vacant. So your efforts to market the building and Ellen Huber's efforts to market the building, if not going unnoticed, and then, like you said, a proposal was put together from the Icon Architectural Group, the Rail Yard. We talked about that.
Rail Yard District, we talked about that.
It looked
quite a bit.
Very cool. Yeah. It was kind of a real new concept for the west side of Main Street or Main Avenue. And at that point, it was commission said, let's take a deeper look. Let's do one more time and see if there's any more interest for a project that would start generating revenue and tax revenue for the city.
We looked at, the committee looked at some things, when Runnings made their proposal. They will be buying the property. It won't be given to them. They'll be purchasing the property.
And a major investment in renovation over there.
I think
as well.
It was, purchase a property for $1,025,000 was their proposal. And I think they'll be putting $1.3 million or something like that into the properties.
Substantial and increase their workforce as well.
Yeah.
Number of jobs.
Very good proposal that they made. And like I said, we look forward to them. They're hoping to kind of get going in January, open by potentially next September.
And, it needs to be said, it is a relocation from the Strip. In the city of Mandan, but that building just was not going to satisfy what they needed as far as an average space, even for their store.
Right. They've been looking for a different location. Mm-hmm. And we think, Runnings did not own that property. They were leasing that property. Okay. That's still a very viable location. Yeah. So we don't think there'll be any issue with someone moving in to that location once they are up and running. No pun intended, up and running.
There you go.
I think you missed that one. Yeah, it may have flown right over your head.
Thank you.
We look forward to them starting downtown. And, this really, it fills a need that we've had several people come and we need more traffic downtown. So it'll generate traffic. Number two, people have been looking for a hardware store since Marv's Hardware, left downtown area. Mm-hmm. So obviously Runnings has hardware goods and they have some limited grocery items. Which the grocery store had been providing, so there'll be some of that. And they also have a pretty full line of clothing down here. So, like I said, a lot of things, a lot of people, and this kind of meets a lot of those needs for residents in this area.
Knows the trickle down from all the traffic that's going to build in this area, what it does to the surrounding businesses and restaurants. It'll be really nice to see that activity come back to that area.
I think this summer we showed them the buildings a couple different times and they've had some people come back and look at them a third time.
Yeah.
And like I said, we're pretty excited to have them
now
get off the ground and get
going.
And
that area across from Dykeshorn Park in downtown is pretty active with events. And we talked earlier about this parking area is often used as parking for people who are going to the events or even vendors or whatever it might be. But that was, as I understand, part of your RFP.
Part of our request for proposals indicated that, there are, I think, 5 or 6 major events in downtown Mandan where parking, may be an issue for the store. So we didn't want to hide that from anyone because we know that you can tell people not to park in a parking lot only so much, but people are going to park there, whether it's for the parade or Buggies and Blues, pick your favorite Girl Fest and Oktoberfest. We know they're going to use that parking lot. And even during, when we have music in the park during the nights in the summertime, sometimes will park across the street, walk across Main.
So the main store will be in the big building here, and then this will be act as a warehouse.
And then, we've got the...
And then between, you'll have some outdoor...
Former Central Market will be the main retail hub. The ancillary building will be... Thrifty White, they'll use that for some storage.
Mm-hmm.
In between the two buildings will be some of their outdoor goods.
Landscaping
material, some fence panels. And one of the concerns that came up was, how is this going to look?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's still process to go through Architecture Review Commission and greenscape ordinances.
Maybe some landscaping to bring in.
Trees and shrubs and bushes and make sure that the property is... manicured and looks nice.
It looks like it's kind of on the fast track. It looks like they're starting already in January, potentially.
That's
with
the
some
potential.
Renovation.
The action from the commission last night was to start working with them and drafting a purchase agreement. And we'll get that going. And we hope to bring those purchase agreement back in December for the commission to consider.
So a potentially, as I read, a September 2019 opening.
I think that's their time frame is if we can get in there in January and start doing some renovations, we'd like to be open in September of 2019.
That's really great. It's a lot of work to do in the meantime.
Yep.
Also on the agenda last night was the Huntington Books, the 218 West Main building. And that's been owned by the city only because of the oil spill issue down there.
Yep. When we settled the state of North Dakota and the city of Mandan settled a lawsuit with the railroad. And the remediation trust was created. We looked at 3 criteria really for if we were going to buy a building.
Mm-hmm.
Criterias were, one, is it a benefit to the remediation project? So does this piece of property have value to it? And 2, do we have a willing seller? And 3, is it a reasonable price? This property met all of those. We've got remediation wells that are in the basement of this building. So shortly after we purchased the building, we entered into a lease arrangement with the Huntingtons to create the Huntington Bookstore.
And they've been there for what?
They've been in there 13, 14 years. Okay. I think our first lease with, with them was 2005. Okay. And so, yeah, that would be about 13 years ago.
But now the city is no longer needed to own this property. So a RFPs went out for this land as well, or this
building. We
looked
at it as, you know, we're getting close to the end of the remediation cycle. We're putting up two other buildings that are city owned. Let's put in the third building because really municipalities aren't the best landlords. And it's time to get this back into the private private hands. We issued the RFPs at the same time. And
you had four proposals.
Three proposals, I think, if I'm remembering right. And like I said, the commission had set a minimum bid price of $100,000 was on the, on part of the RFP. We had one proposal at $100,000, one at $29,000 and change, and one for $1,000, and they would put $99,000 worth of improvements to it. Okay.
So it was awarded to two couples?
Board moved forward to, again, start working on purchase agreement with Randy and Kathy Ailis and Brittany and Mike Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And Brittany is the daughter of Randy and Kathy. They'll be moving back to the Mandan area and hope to open a business in there as soon as they can.
Potentially a restaurant, could be a boutique restaurant combo type thing.
That was what they were looking at. That was their proposal. Okay. They had also, submitted a proposal through our business pitch challenge. And like I said, we'll start moving forward on this as soon as possible also.
There was some discussion last night about the process and one of the other proposals that was made through Huntington Books and another individual came forward and they were asking for a further consideration to come back again and talk about their proposal. But the commission was pretty consistent and said, look, this was available to all and we're comfortable with our decision. So,
right. I think, we had three proposals and the amounts were pretty different. Had there been three proposals or two proposals that were in the same ballpark as far as a minimum price they were going to pay for the building, I think at that point in time, we could have had we all looked through the proposals carefully and weighed all the options and the benefits of all of the proposals. Mm-hmm. Like I said, had there been, proposals that were in the same ballpark as far as a minimum bid, maybe we could have created a committee to, re-interview and things like that. But I think the commission looked and said, we've got one at the minimum bid price, the other two are not. The proposals are all very good, after you get past that.
Yeah.
There's not one that's better than the other, but it's just a matter of here's the asking price. Here's someone who's asking, meeting that asking price, and let's move forward with them.
So Huntington Books has not indicated that they want to close, but there was some support to helping them potentially find a new location in Mandan, which
we've had conversations with both the other two parties and said, great proposals. Is there another location that we can help you get into? And we'll do everything we can to try and get you into another location.
So hopefully that will happen.
Right.
And we'll move that forward. Growth Fund and Renaissance Zone committees both came forward with recommendations on this same property. So we'll kind of lump them all
switching
together.
Switching gears into project.
Yeah. But. And this one is further down, further east on Main.
Right.
Main Avenue. And they came in for storefront improvement help, restaurant rewards, and lease agreement, all of it
and
kind of bundled
zone,
up.
Right. Yeah. And we're pretty excited about this. The property is the former Dakota. It's kind of like we get into a broken record. Former Thrifty White, former Central Market. We've got the former Dakota Four Seasons building, which is just to the east of Time Rental. And that building has been sold. And the group wants to come in and put in a sit-down casual dining restaurant. And so we were pretty excited with that. They made their proposal. They've have been approved for storefront improvement money and in addition to the restaurant rewards program. and in addition to Renaissance Zone.
Yeah, it looks like a substantial building and quite the investment, again, in renovation.
Very much. Folks will see, well, it's a white tin building right now. You will probably not recognize it when it's done.
I think Ellen said it's just going to have the walls and everything else is going. So I like the name.
Yes.
The Old 10 Bar and Grill.
Old 10 Bar and Grill. And like I said, I think they're looking at seating of over 100 people to be, you know, family friendly. And with
their own parking lot, patio,
Patio. They will completely renovate the outside.
And, yeah, they had even had their potential menu on the agenda as well. And I thought it was so funny when Mayor Helbling said, "You had me at lavash."
Right.
I laughed out loud. I thought that was pretty funny.
We have had a couple different things, I think, in lately with restaurants, from whether it's the charcuterie being served at Thomas and Moriarty's. I'm going, what in the world is that?
Now you know.
Now we have lavash
That
you'll be able to eat. And I know that, you know, between Edgar at the beer hall and the Monte Cristo's at Bennigan's and the Culver's Butter Burgers,
it's moving up.
It's really good stuff going on.
Very cultured.
Town. Yep.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to these folks moving forward on their plans.
Sounds good. Yeah, this is a great building.
Yep. And they're hoping to be open, I believe, in the spring.
If you're
a lot of work to be done.
Wondering where this is, it's right next to the Time Rental building that has the big owl mural on
the
Main Avenue.
The owl painted on Main Avenue.
One of the first works of public art in the community.
Yes. Yep.
It's very nice. Yeah, we'll watch that one come forward as well.
Mary, this is another example of there are local folks.
Yeah.
You know, coming forward to put a restaurant in town. You know, the same thing happened with Bennigan's, same thing happened with Edgar in the Beer Hall. The same thing happened with Culver's and some other folks that are, you know, these aren't homegrown kids coming in. Yeah. We talk about the proposal by the A-list and Kennedy's. Those are Mandan people coming back to reinvest in Mandan.
Nice.
We think that's pretty exciting.
It is. Also last night, the Growth Fund and the Renaissance Zone had some committee appointments last night. This is just a normal cycle of appointments that you do. However, it was the Renaissance Zone, I believe you were looking for a real estate sector representative.
Right. We, you know, as we've talked before, and we look through all of our committees in the fall of the year and put out a press release and say, okay, we've got 10 committees and here's what we're looking for. And we've been so fortunate that volunteers from the community have stepped up to fill these positions. The Growth Fund, we had, I think, 5 different applicants for 3 positions. The Renaissance Zone Committee had a couple applicants for their position.
Nice.
The position on the Renaissance Zone was for real estate representative, and we had someone who is a realtor step in and say, you know, I would like to be on the committee. So those appointments went through last night. So again, we are extremely happy and grateful for folks in the community who are volunteering their time to make Mandan a better place.
Sounds good. Once again, we've talked a lot, and I've just gotten the signal that we don't have a whole lot of time. So we're going to roll through some of these things. But resolutions and ordinances, first last night was the second consideration, final consideration of a failure to maintain control presented by your police chief. This basically formalizes
In essence,
the language for distracted driving.
Right. If you're distracted for driving and we issue you a citation for that, that money will come to the city of Mandan in our municipal court and it won't go up to district court. So it's, you know, that's better for us.
And also last night was a resolution and ordinance and introduction, a first consideration and introduction for an animal control ordinance. And this is something that obviously a tragic incident earlier this year with a young girl and her mother being attacked by a dog.
Yep. That spurred us to kind of look at what are we doing in our ordinances and what can we help improve upon them. Commissioner Rohr has taken a long look at what other communities are doing and gone and found some experts that have, here's what your ordinances should say. He's worked with our city attorney and police department in crafting amendments to the existing ordinance. Those were brought forward last night. We know that there will be some tweaks that come up. Commissioner Larson mentioned a few things last night. We had a doctor make some comments this morning as far as how those ordinances are written. And little did I know that when you have a dog bite, normally it's not sutured. It is not stitched closed. It is left open and it will heal on its own.
So any language in the ordinance that was suggesting stitches or sutures, now you need to take a look.
Readjust.
At,
Yep.
So
and
there's still time to
great
do
comments.
That.
We didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now that we do, we will adjust. We will tweak it at the second consideration, which would be December 4th.
And there was some suggestion at the beginning of this process that it would be a breed-specific ordinance, and the committee and the group that was looking at this decided that didn't need to happen. All these laws and these controls that are put in place can apply to any breed. It wasn't necessarily.
It is not breed-specific because, you know, our feeling is that how an animal is raised and how it's treated at home and those things have a lot to do with what that animal is going to be like. And therefore, it could be, you could have a varying degree of vicious animals, and we just didn't want to exclude any type of animal. And basically, by not having those specifically called out, it can be any vicious animal. It doesn't have to be a breed of dog.
And if people want to look at this ordinance before the final consideration, which will be December 4th, is that correct? Your next commission meeting will be the final consideration. If they'd like to look at it, they can get on your website, go into the agendas, and find that ordinance in full.
cityofmandan.com. If you want to look at the agenda packet, you can download it. I think it's probably on page 100. At the end of the agenda of 117, 118 pages, that's where that document will be.
It's also stored on our website, too. Correct. You can link to all those agendas and find that discussion and even listen to the discussion on our site as well.
So we will tweak that ordinance, and then those tweaks will be available on the Friday before a Tuesday.
So you're looking for some comments before that meeting.
If folks want to make comments, they can email them to myself, email them to Chief Sigler, who's been working on it, or Commissioner Rohr. And we will get those and consider those in our amendments.
Yeah. Important to remember that you can write all the ordinances you want, but it really comes down to the owner of the dog to maintain control. You can put any kind of law in place, but it's not necessarily going to prevent issues from happening.
We can write laws that hopefully are a deterrent. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's the owner's responsibility to make sure that their animal is in their control.
And you mentioned deterrence, then you've also incorporated some fines into this process as
well. Okay. It's important to know that some of the suggestions, it should be a felony if this or that happens, but really from a municipal standpoint, we can't draft a penalty that is a felony. That would have to come from the state legislature to do.
So this just outlines things a little more specifically and also helps, I would think, law enforcement to be able to identify a violation.
Gives law enforcement some more tools that are, you know, they can write a ticket now versus, and whenever you get a ticket, you can always move that up and appeal that to municipal court. And a lot of times it's up to the judge to decide on what the appropriate punishment shall be.
Well, we only have a minute left. Getting that signal again.
Time flies, right?
Yeah, it does fly. We always get to chatting, and it just, time goes by. Just wanted to mention what's coming up this weekend. We are here on the 21st. It's Wednesday the 21st. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Right.
So, and we do replay this program for a few days, even beyond the weekend. Yep. But this weekend,
this weekend Saturday, is Shop Small Business Saturday, and also Santa's arrival in downtown Mandan.
It's a big deal.
So the Mandan Progress Organization will be putting that. There will be a craft fair at the former Thrifty White Building, along with Santa's arrival and free Cloverdale hot dogs and s'mores at the.
There you go.
And so please.
Hot dogs, cider, hot chocolate, s'mores, games, balloon animals, and horse-drawn wagon rides while they last. You can find the whole lineup and the schedule and times at mandanprogress.org. It's on their website. They've got it all laid out here. But Santa is coming in on a horse-drawn wagon.
There we go.
Yeah.
So we look forward to that. It's a great time. And bring your kids down and bring yourselves down to downtown Mandan. Shop the local businesses and enjoy yourself. And happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Thank you.
As we are here on November 21st.
There we go. We'll be eating turkey tomorrow.
Yep.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Mary.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yep.
And thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, visit cityofmandan.com or call 701-667-3215. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you'd like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD, or on KDAC 102.5 FM radio. It's also available as a podcast on kdacfm.org. and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.